Baker was a handsome man, with brown hair, a full red beard, and piercing gray eyes that were almost hypnotic. He stood 5 feet 10 inches tall, a muscular 180 pounds, agile, almost cat-like in his quick movements, always seemingly restless. He was a fine horseman, a crack shot. He did not swear or drink, priding himself on being a member of Sons of Temperance, a male brotherhood sworn against alcohol, which had started in New York City in 1842 and spread across the country. He was obsessed with Roman history. On his trip from California to New York, he devoured a book on a man who would become one of his role models. Eugène François Vidocq, the famed and Baker-acknowledged unsavory French detective who helped create France's security police. Baker was as devious and manipulating as Vidocq, prone to lie about himself, with the heart of a sneak thief, according to one profile of him. Patriotic fervor had not been all that compelled him to ride to Washington. The profit he hoped to turn from ventures in New York had not materialized. He blamed it on East Coast business being almost entirely suspended, he wrote his sister, and Washington now looked like a good place to make money. As a young boy, Baker loved to listen to family stories about his ancestors, a migrating, pioneering tribe, as one descendant described them. His lineage could be traced back to Alexander Baker, a 32-year-old collar maker who emigrated from London to America in 1635, living in Gloucester, Massachusetts for 7 years, and then moving to Boston, where he fathered a dozen children. One of Alexander's sons, Joshua Baker, born in 1642, moved when he was 28 years old to New London, Connecticut, where he received a large tract of land from the chief of the Mohegan Indians. One of his grandsons, strangely named Remember, when he was born in 1711, was given 20 acres of land to farm in Roxbury, Connecticut. Remember had a daughter and son before his life was cut short when a neighbor accidentally shot him in the head in 1737 while they were hunting.